تعالى وروى عبد العزيز قال نزل عنه الى
Look for the Ahadith around it. Look for the Athar around it. Look for a person of Sunnah amongst the big scholars of Sunnah in our times. who have spoken about it, arrange your points like that and establish them. You would have known that you have not heard. If you employ a statement of a scholar in our time, you have known that, oh, I did not err in my understanding of the Quran and the Sunnah. If you bring a statement of one of the scholars regarding that verse and that hadith, it will be a guarantee for you that I have not heard. If you bring a statement of a learned person in our own times, you know that yes, what I am thinking regarding this matter in this time, so-so person also thought of it like that from among the eminent scholars. So it's a guarantee. That's why one of the ulama said, أَقْوَالُ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ دَلِيلٌ إِلَى دَلِيلٍ. The statement of the scholars is a guide to the proof. Because you can think that there's a proof regarding a matter in a hadith or a verse of the Quran. When you hear the explanations of the scholars, you say, so that hadith and that verse of the Quran does not prove what I think it proves. So don't forget, when you establish a point regarding a matter, look for the verses of the Quran around it. Look for the ahadith around the matter. Look for the statements of the scholars around the matter. Look amongst the scholars in our time. Who is it that has understood that matter as you have understood it? Bring his statement and put it to it. The guarantee for you that you have not erred in your thought. It's a very, very important way to determine what is right and what is wrong in the kind of times that we have found ourselves. May Almighty Allah protect all of us. So this sheikh has employed the hadith of a Ribad ibn Sariyah. The point of reference regarding what he wanted to prove to us, that Luzum al-Sunnah wal Hazar min al-Umuri al-Haditha, is in that verse, Alaykum bis-Sunnah. If you look in that hadith of Ribad, what is it that supports that point? Alaykum bis-Sunnah. The second part of the point, وَالْحَذَرُ مِنَ الْأُمُورِ الْحَادِثَةِ. Which part of that hadith supports that part? وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَالْمُحْدَثَاتِ الْأُمُورِ. I hope that the matter is clear. In the hadith, or in the upper of Mu'az ibn Jabal, Abu Abd al-Rahman, رضي الله عنه, what is the fitna that he was talking about? Fitna of reading the Quran, and the fitna of kafratul mal. The fitna that there will be a lot of wealth, everybody is spending money there and there. The second thing about the fitna is that iftitahul Quran, or fathul Quran, everybody is reading the Quran, everybody is memorizing the Quran, male, female, young, old, everybody, munafiq, mu'min, munafiq too is reading it. So some of the Quran, don't forget, not everybody is mu'min with Quran. Some of them are munafiqun from amongst the disciples. May Allah protect all of us. And make us be from amongst those who read the Quran with iman in it. So don't forget and don't be deceived by the sweetness of a voice. It is not just about reading the Quran. And I emphasize this a lot. When a person reads the Quran very well, with tajweed, with all ahkam, he has just done one out of four things regarding the Quran. One out of four. There are three others that he has not done. It's one out of four, a pass mark. So it has not ended. How about the three others? And Allah mentions these things in different places in the Quran, but I remember two now. كَمَا رُسَلْنَا فِيكُمْ رَسُولًا مِنْكُمْ مَذَا يَتْلُوا عَلَيْكُمْ تِلَاوَةً وَيُزَكِّيكُمْ. He will purify you. You are the Mokumul Kitab. He will teach you the rulings of the book, Wal Hikmah and Sunnah. So, four things regarding the Quran: to read the Quran, to know the ahkam of the Quran, to know and get purified from wrong thoughts, from wrong ibadat, from wrong aqa'id, using the Quran. He will purify you from those things you think of, from those things you believe regarding the Quran or regarding Islam. The Quran will purify you from that. The Prophet ﷺ was using the Quran to do that. So a person who reads the Quran should employ the Quran to do that, to correct the people. Wal hikmah, and then the Sunnah also to correct the people. So if you find someone who is a beautiful reciter of the Quran but is not steady upon the Sunnah, he has not read the Quran, حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ. So this set of instructions also occur in Surah Al-Jumu'ah. So this is what we should look at. Otherwise, that recitation itself could be in the category of the fitna that Mu'adh ibn Jabal was referring to. So it's not just about Anka Quran, we are reading the Quran. There are many other things behind or after the reading the Quran. How about the person who also does not even know how to read the Quran at all? How many divided by 4 does he get? How many over 4 does he get? Zero. Zero. So we must learn how to read the Quran correctly. We must purify our affairs and our ibadah using the Quran. We must learn the ahkam of Quran. We must learn the sunnah that the Quran has come with. And that is the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu wa salam. That is when that Quran will not be a fitna to that person who is reading the Quran, if he reads it well. So there is that fitna of the Quran that will come. Mu'adh said, so radiallahu anhu, Ibn Jabal. And he's from amongst the people of the Quran. So he can't say, oh, he's saying that because he does not know how to read the Quran very well. Mu'adh ibn Jabal, he is from amongst the best reciters of the Quran in this Ummah. Radiallahu anhu. So these are the things that we owe ourselves regarding the Quran. Otherwise, it is fitna. So, and the fitna will rise so much that a person who reads the Quran very well will start looking left and right. Why are people not following me? I am this. I read the Quran. I have all the qira'at. I have all the riwayat. I have all the ijazat. Why are they not following me? This is fitna. So when you see such a person, you know that this is maftool. Maftool. May Allah protect us. So in that, the point of reference for the point for which Sheikh Suleiman referred to this affair is also here. Because this lesson is going to start an innovation. He says, فَإِيَّاكُمْ وَمَبْتُدِعَ فَإِنَّا مَبْتُدِعَ ضَلَالَةٌ. Be careful about that, what that person is going to innovate. Because what they will innovate at that time will be misguidance. The meaning of that is that you should stick to the Sunnah and not follow those new things that that person will innovate. In this asar, that is our point of reference. I hope that that is clear. After this asar, although there are a few other things that came to mind after we read it, but we must proceed. Because when he said that, when the learned person makes a statement, Al-Hakim, the learned and the wise, when he makes a statement, he says, قَدْ يَقُولُ, he says, وَأُحَذِّرُكُمْ ذَيْرَةَ الْحَكِيمِ, I warn you regarding the error, the deviations of the learned wise person. فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ قَدْ يَقُولُ كَلِمَةَ الضَّلَالَةِ عَلَىٰ Lisan al-Hakim, because Shaitan could say a statement of misguidance from the mouth of someone who is learned and wise. So the person asked Mu'adh, how do I know? And then the munafiq too can make a statement of truth. So how do I know? So he explains that statement of error and deviation by that learned and wise person. He says, اجتنب من كلام الحكيم المشتهرات التي يقال لها ما هذه. Avoid those clear statements, popular statements that a learned person could make. يقال لها ما هذه. People, everybody is asked, what kind of statement is this? One of the learned persons said, and I think I should mention it, was why I came back to this asking. One of the learned persons said, يقال ما هذه الناس هنا أهل العلم. It is the scholars who will query that statement. What is it that you are saying? One learned wise person will make a statement of misguidance. Who is it who will recognize that it is a statement of misguidance? The learned people. So it is not that when a learned person makes a statement of error, it is not every Tom, Dick, and Harry that can say something, oh, this is error, this is error. How do you know it is error when you are not a person of knowledge? So I thought that it is necessary to mention this point. Those who will recognize the deviation and error in the statement of a learned and a wise person are who? Ahlul-ilm. They are the ones who say, no, yujirunaha alayhi. That kalima that they have made of error, they will repel it. They will contradict it. They will reject it unto him. They know this statement is wrong. Only me man, no man, the only me man has to saw as he saw. That is the point. So, a learned person can make a statement, and because we are in the world now, everybody is saying his take. Isn't it? We are in the world now, everybody is saying your take. Everybody is commenting. You will hear the same Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen made a statement. Below it, some people too will be commenting. I think the Sheikh was right. I think the Sheikh was wrong. I have seen it. Women too, in WhatsApp groups, they say, one Sheikh said this thing is the right of a male over his wife. They say, no, we will not agree with that one. So someone who does not know the difference between Qura and Qusura will be rejecting a statement by Jibal unto them. Jibal, mountain. Someone is the mountain of knowledge. The other one is only carrying small stones. He will be repelling the mountain of knowledge with small stones. So let us stop this attitude. It's common in our own times. You say, what is your own take about what Sheikh Langaja said? That statement is not for you. It is not in your right to be commenting over the statements of ulama. Others like him amongst the ulama are those who will comment, not you. This is a disease in our time. So that was why I thought to mention that point. This statement that I have made, if you go back to Bazl al-Majhud, which is the Sharh of Sunan Abi Dawud by Sheikh As-Sahran Furi, the very, very popular Sharh of Sunan Abi Dawud, you find it's a nukta of latifa jiddan daqiqa. Very, very important points that he has made. What Muadh ibn Jabal is saying here, those who will reject the statement of his scholar to him and say, no, you are heard, will not accept this statement. Are who? Ulama like him. They are the ones who will reject that statement. But as for the munafiq, when he says the statement of truth, everybody realized the truth. Because Muadh ibn Jabal said, فَإِنَّ عَلَى الْحَقِّ نُورًا. The truth has a light that comes along with it. So when the munafiq makes a statement, it will be clear to the mu'min that this is a truth. So accept the truth from wherever it might have come. No matter who the speaker of that truth would be. May Allah make us those who recognize the truth and acknowledge the truth. So Sheikh Sulaiman al-Ruhayli, Hafizahullah, followed and said, وَرَوَى أَبُو دَاوُدْ. We know why he cited that Asar of Mu'adh. So, why did he cite that Asar of Mu'adh? He wants to prove that the first means of coming out of fitna is what? لُزُومُ السُّنَّةِ وَالْحَذَرُ مِنَ الْأُمُورِ الْحَادِثَةِ. Sticking to the Sunnah and avoiding newly invented matters. وروى أبو داود رحمه الله قال الإمام أبو داود also reported another affair. These two affairs follow themselves in Sunan Abi Dawood. I hope that our brothers would have gone back to Sunan Abi Dawood to check these affairs. It is from the ways of the student of knowledge. He has Abu Dawood. When they say Abu Dawood, Kitabu Kaza, Babu Kaza, he goes back and check. He wants to see is that how it has been. Those who have checked, this statement, Mushtahira, that we are reading here, you would have read a number of things about it. Go, if you went back to Sunan Abi Dawud. The same thing, La yusni annakazalika anhu. Don't make the error of that wise learned person discourage you from listening to him. Because you can go back and reject the statement again. Ah, I made a mistake yesterday. La yusni annaka. This word yusni annaka, if you went back to Abu Dawud, there are a few things that you have read regarding yusni annaka in the matin of Sunan Abi Dawud. Those of us, students of knowledge, those are the jobs of students of knowledge. It is not a lazy job. Sheikh Al-Albani would say, Al-ilmu la yaqbalu al-jumud. Knowledge does not accept not wanting to move. I don't want to call it laziness. You want to learn? You make a statement that you are Buddha, all the same, maybe you go back. So the next time you quote it, you won't say Sheikh Suleiman Ruhain said. You say it's called in Sunan Abi Dawud. Why? You saw it in Sunan Abi Dawud. It means you need to have Sunan Abi Dawud. You need to have Sunan al-Tirmidhi. You need to have Sahih al-Bukhari, Sahih al-Muslim with you. Talib al-Ilm. Not on your computer. I'm not talking about computer copies. Your own printed copies. Because even these people whose books you are reading, they did not check it on computer. One of our teachers said to me, he was showing me a copy of Bulugh al-Maram after his tahqiq of Bulugh al-Maram. He said, Abu Nasr, I said, Sheikh, he said, I don't know how to use the computer than type in what I want. I don't know how to use the computer than that. If I want to print a book I have written, I type it on top of it and edit it on top of it. But to read on the computer, I can't do it. That's what Sheikh Samir Zuhair said. I don't know how to read on the computer. And many of the scholars are like that. When people like Sheikh Al-Albani were writing books, there are no computers that they had. You wrote them and give them to people. But they are looking at the books. They are looking at Maktuba. This is the sunnah of this ummah. So, but today we became people who are generally sometimes lazy. I can't call Omar Kew, Talib al-Ilmi can't spend money to buy Sunan Abi Dawud. What are you buying? That's Lauri Ekufira Sunan Abi Dawud. Talib al-Ilmi, he does not have Tafsir ibn Kathir. How are you understanding the Quran? Sheikh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah. He said he never spoke about a verse of the Quran until he had read from Zad al-Masir by Abu Abdurrahman ibn al-Jawzi before he says anything about that verse. Ibn Taymiyyah. So I will not speak about a verse until I see what has Ibn al-Jawzi said. Because Imam Ibn al-Jawzi has a manhaj in his tafsir. And I encourage us all, after you have tafsir Ibn al-Kathir, your next book of tafsir should be Zad al-Masir. Because one of the things you will gain in Zad al-Masir is that regarding every word and every verse of the Quran, he will bring you the Asbab al-Nuzul, whether it is Sahih or not. That circumstance leading to the revelation of that verse. And he will tell you that word, regarding whom was it revealed, he will tell you that. Then he will say to you, Rahimahullah, how many meanings have the early Muslims given to this verse? He will bring all the meanings, and many of the times he will tell you what is correct. So it's an easy way to know what are the various interpretations regarding a particular verse of the Quran. Ibn Kathir only has his own way, he will just tell you this is the meaning. Sometimes he can bring another opinion. But Ibn al-Jawzi, that's his manhaj. He will tell you all the opinions regarding that verse. So if you are reading Majmu' Fatawa and Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah is explaining a verse and bringing the opinion, where do you think he got it from? Ibn al-Jawzi. So you go back to Ibn al-Jawzi. So it was from here. Because he told us his thought already. So if the likes of Shaykh al-Islam, Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, would not speak about a verse until they have read what Al-Imam Ibn al-Jawzi said about it. How about you? You watch any sort of Qur'an like Akira Shastir. How do you speak about the Qur'an without writing what are the scholar and the authority, what have they said regarding this verse? One of our teachers said, if he does not read Tafsir Adwaa al-Bayan fi Idah al-Qur'an bil-Qur'an by Al-Imam al-Shinkiti, he does not talk about the verse. Add it to it. So after you have Zad al-Masir, Tafsir ibn Kathir first, Zad al-Masir second, look for Adwaa al-Bayan by Imam Muhammad al-Amin al-Shinkiti. I'm just trying to say the importance of having soft materials for Talib al-Ilm. Many of us, all we want to buy a cup, we want to buy Guinea cheddar, we want to buy a nice shoe or beach food. That should not be the basic concern of Talib al-Ilm. May Allah protect all of us. The point here is, وَرَوَى أَبُو دَاوُدِ And Imam Abu Dawud also reported in his Sunan that كَتَبَ رَجُلٌ إِلَىٰ عُمَرَ بْنَ عَبْدِ الْعَزِيزِ يَسْأَلُهُ عَنِ الْقَدَرِ a man wrote a letter to Umar ibn Abdul Aziz asking him about al-Qadr, al-Imanu bil-Qadr, bil-Qadr abo. In the early times, there were people who rejected Qadr. Oh, Qadr abo. Kasokolong Qadr ansanwo. Abo, they did not believe that Allah has maqdurat. And he told us, wa khalaqa kulla shay'in faqaddarahu taqdir. But they rejected it. What of Qadr did they reject? They rejected the fact, is a fact, that Allah knows all things before they happen. They say, no, they don't believe. Allah does not know a thing until it happens. Loud. That is one way of ascribing ignorance to Allah. Because that was why Musa told Pharaoh, when he asked him, فَمَا بَالُ الْقُرُونِ الْأُولَى. What did he say? قَالَ عِلْمُهَا عِنْدَ رَبِّي فِي كِتَابٍ لَا يَظِلُّ رَبِّي وَلَا يَنْسِي. Musa told Pharaoh, عِلْمُهَا. Pharaoh was wondering, are you sure your God will also have anything to do with those who have passed before me? Musa said, عِلْمُهَا عِنْدَ رَبِّي فِي كِتَابٍ. The knowledge of everything is with my Lord, Imam. Allah knows everything. And this thing is Qadr. So two things about Qadr and Imam bin Qadr. Along Timagutu Shale Osi Kole. In to Kole Lampenilaful Mahfuz. So Allah knows all things before they happen. The writing down of what Allah ordains should be written down is what we have in Lawful Mahfuz written down. These two aspects of Qadr, they reject it. They say that Allah does not know a matter until it has happened. And you see what Mu'adh ibn Jabal was saying, radiyallahu anhu. When this fitna happened, Mu'adh ibn Jabal had died. And the fitna happened from one of those who is a specialist of Quranic recitation. Ma'bad al-Juhani, kana qari'an. Mu'adh ibn Jabal was saying, some people of Quran will come and start fitna. The first person among those reciters of Quran who started the fitna was who? Ma'bad al-Juhani. What did he do? He rejected Qadr. Oh, Qadr. Abdullah ibn Umar, Abdullah ibn Abbas, and others amongst the companions, they declared him to be a kafir. That is the beginning of the hadith of Bainama Nahnu Julusun Inda Rasulillah, that hadith of Jibreel. That was what led to Ibn Umar citing it regarding his father Umar, that Umar said to me that one day they were sitting with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Izdala alayna rajulun. We know that hadith. That is the asul of that hadith. So in that place, the Prophet says, Akhbirni anil iman. Tell me about iman. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned iman at the end of it. He says, wal imanu bil qadari khayrihi wa sharri. For Ma'bad al-Juhani rejected Qadr. That is fitna. It became a fitna because Ma'bad was very knowledgeable regarding Quran and Arabiya. Some of the people who should approach him were afraid of him. They moved away. Why? He has good Quran, he has Arabiya. Sometimes these people are sources of fitna to the people. That was the fitna that Mu'adh was talking about. It didn't take long after he passed away that fitna happened. That is the connection between that asar of Mu'adh and this asar of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. So the people rejected Qadr and it became a fitna. Sha'awani da Qadr bani. Sha'allahu wa wajalai makani. A'udhu billah. That was what Musa told Pharaoh. La yadhillu rabbi wa la yansa. The knowledge is with Allah and Allah has written it down. La yadhillu rabbi. Allah was not ignorant. Wa la yansa, and Allah will not forget. We human beings, these two things happen to us. In the kawata and imanka, our amma at wagbadi. These are the stages of our knowing. All creatures. We will not know something. Then we will know it. Then we will forget it. That's why it is liar didn't rub it. There wasn't a time that Allah didn't know something. Walayansa, and the knowledge of Allah will not be followed with what? Forgetfulness. Because it's not a creature, it's the creator of all things. So everything that happens is in the knowledge of Allah. Nothing will happen. In God, this is the sunnah regarding al-qadr. So Musa said, La yadhillu Rabbi. There wasn't a time that my Lord wasn't knowledgeable. No. Walayansa, and the knowledge of my Lord will not be followed with forget. Allah will not forget. He had always been knowledgeable, and then he will not forget. The knowledge is with him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Azliya, forever, without a time. When did it start? No. That's one of the akidah of the Shia too. Do we know? The Shia too believe that there are many things Allah does not know until that thing happens. So that's why when you say, why are you making takfir of the companions that Allah had vouchsafed and praised in the Quran? They will say, when Allah revealed the Quran, he did not know that the companions will become kuffar. So look at the crime they are committing. They are ascribing ignorance to Allah and they are ascribing kufur to the companions. Radiallahu anhu. The Shia. Some of the people say, no, it's political matter. This one is political too. Those Islamic studies people, where is the brother? It is part of their way of life. Were you the one? Not you. You were the one. Oh, and you look like a beast because you have a white face like him. Anta. Wa sahibuka wa ra'aka. Huwa sadiquka. Ba'anta tashbahu huwa huwa yashbahu. At-tuyuru ala ashkaliha taqa'u. That's what Arabs say. Birds flock together. Birds of the same feather. They look alike. So those Islamic studies people will say, no, the difference is Shia. Somebody will even joke with you. Say Shia and Tibu. Lie. It's more than this. These people ascribe ignorance to Rabbul Izzah. Oh, why is Shia and Tibu? It's more than that. You can say that also. When they say that, just know that they are ignorant. So the difference between the people of the Sunnah and the Shia is not a political difference. So they ascribe ignorance to Allah and Allah is all-knowing. Allah is Al-Alim. Alim. He didn't say Ali. The difference between the two, too. Alim. The one who is absolutely knowledgeable. His knowledge was not preceded with ignorance. And his knowledge will not be followed with forgetfulness. Different from the knowledge of all other things. Just look at yourself. Whatever you know today, you did not know it yesterday. Allah says, Allahu akhrajakum min butuni ummahatikum la ta'lamuna shay'a. Allah abalugbe inga de limitu yaya mustakhambana. So if you are a professor today, there was a time you did not know anything. Allah's knowledge is not like that. He has ever known all things. So when these people rejected Qadar, the people of Sunnah stood firm to say Allah has knowledge of all things. They also reject Lahul Mahfuz. Ma asaba min musibatin fil ardi wa la fi anfusikum illa madha illa fi kitabin min qabli an nabra'ah. There is not anything that happens to an individual that is of a trial. Illa fi kitabin min qabli an nabra'ah. Except that that thing is in the right written down, it's in a document. Before it happens, Allah will call it officially. But these people who reject Qadar, they rejected the fact that Allah knows all things before they happen. They also rejected the fact that Allah has written down all things before they happen. May Allah protect us. So that was the fitna at that time for which this man wrote that letter to who? Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. I hope that this matter is clear. It says, كتب رجل إلى عمر بن عبد العزيز يسأله عن القدر فكتب عمر بن عبد العزيز replied this man أما بعد after all that I have said it is from the sunnah of speech and writing he says أوصيك بتقوى الله the man is asking please explain to me how do I handle this fitna of what القدر those people who rejected Qadr they are referred to as what Al-Qadariyya. And their Qadariya, there are two types. Let's leave that aside. But Qadariya, they are Al-Qadariya Al-Qadima Wal-Mut'akhira. If we want to explain this now, we'll take the whole day to explain Al-Qadariya. Qadariya, they are first group of Qadariya, second group of Qadariya. The first group of Qadariya are Kuffar. The companions declare them Kuffar. Ibn Umar, Ibn Abbas, Imam Shafi, Imam Ahmad, Imam Malik. They declare them Kuffar. They are non-Muslims. But the Qadariya of the later times, they affirm Al-Ilm wal-Kitaba, but they reject Al-Khalq, the fact that Allah is the one who created all things, and including the actions of human beings. Khalq af'al al-ibad, they reject it. Because Allah told us in the Quran, وَهُوَ خَلَقَكُمْ وَمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah created you and the actions that you do. So that is evidence that our actions are created by Allah. خَلَقَكُمْ وَمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah wrote that in Latin 10, says, why? Nothing happens in his dunya except that they are from his creatures. And from the things that happen in his dunya and in his domain, subhanahu wa ta'ala, are our actions. So the Qadariya in the later times rejected Khalq of Alil Ibad. So the ulama said these people are from the people of innovation. But the first group did declare them Kufa. The other people who went to another extreme regarding Al Qadar are the Jabariya. They say there's no Qadar at all. The individual does not have a wish. They affirm Qadar to the extent they say, you don't have a wish. Bogon Katuba Shele said that Qadar on it. The meaning, in Tuan Balero, for you and me, Kosiya Tola and Kenyon Fulato Kisile, as if you want tea and sugar. Is there a difference between jumping down, you jump down, and you are pushed down? Is there a difference between the two? What is the difference? When you jump down, what do? It is from your own will. When you are pushed down, what do? So they believe the second one. They say the first and the second one, they are the same. Because they say we human beings, we don't have a will. If we don't have a will, why was Allah commanding us to believe? Why was He commanding us to fast? When He is commanding us to fast, it means some people can choose to fast and be rewarded, and some people may choose not to fast and not be rewarded. That ability to choose to fast and be rewarded, or choose not to fast and not be rewarded and be punished, is the will you have. These people are called Al-Jabariya because they reject Al-Mashi'ah. They say we don't have a will. Everything happens to us by control. We are fixed to have everything happen to us. These are the two extremes regarding Al-Qadr. So, but when the ulama say, like here, that yas'aluhu anil qadr, usually what they refer to is what the father of Ma'bad al-Juhani and his people. When they reject the fact that Allah knows all things before they happen, and the fact that He has documented all these things in His knowledge, in a book, in a document that we refer to as what? Lawhul Mahfuz, before they occur. Is this matter clear to us? So this was the fitna people were in. Why was it a fitna? I want to say, what Johnny knew Malari away here? You see now? I didn't now say that. I did not say so. So some people will follow it upon that. Why? If you listen to his Quran, if you listen to this, if you listen to his Arabiya, that is what will captivate them and they will follow. So it became a means of trial. If it's in a family, so it became a fitna. But in turn, Sonia Iran, So, but it is the people who have some sort of knowledge that we know, and by Allah's guidance, that, oh, this is fitna. They will not follow him upon it. So this man wrote to Omar ibn Abdul Aziz to clarify this matter. And Omar ibn Abdul Aziz started by telling him, Usika bi taqwa Allah. He told him four things. The first one, Usika bi taqwa Allah. Al-wasiyyatu bi taqwa Allah. This is usually the first thing that pious people tell people when they advise them. If you meet any pious person, to back him up to me by Allah, so say, by minimum, I say, my very Allah. The first advice, if we want to go on talking about the importance of this statement, we take a lot of our time. So let's move. Ikhwa, let's move. So, Usika bi taqwa Allah. I adjure you to stick to fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consciously. Wa liqtisadi fi amrihi. Al-iqtisadu fi amrillah. Stick to obeying Allah's instruction, Allah's commandments. Stick to it. It's disorderly. Don't go beyond. Don't do less than it. Al-iqtisadu amrillah. Sticking to Allah's command is that you don't go beyond it. That would be extremism. You don't do below it. Just exactly what He has commanded you. Oniko Mojito. That is what you should stick to. This is Alekhti Sadu bi Amrillah. That is the second advice that Omar ibn Abdul Aziz gave to this man. The third advice he gave to him, Wattiba'i sunnati nabiyihi. Follow the sunnah of the message, the prophet of Allah. Follow the sunnah of the prophet, alayhi salatu wa sallam. That is advice number three. Advice number one, al-wasiyyah to be taqwa. Advice number two, al-iqtisadu fi amrillah. Advice number three, tiba al-sunnah. That is the first part of the point that we want to establish. That when there is fitna, what do we do? Talib al-ilm, let me mention this point too. Any text you read from which someone seeks to affirm a point, don't forget to always connect the point with the text. Does this text prove this point? What did I say? There's a text that is cited regarding a point. Don't forget to understand that text, that nafs. Then come back to that point. Does this text prove this point? Do it always. If you do it always, it will become a part of you. That is the meaning of al-fahm. If you do it always, it will become a part of you. That is the meaning of what? Al-fahm. That, oh, you understand what is said. Because you can connect between the point and the text. Very, very important. The fourth advice that Omar ibn Abdul Aziz gave to these individuals is that وَتَرْكِ مَا أَحَدَثَ الْمُفْدِثُونَ بعدما جرت به سنته وكف مؤنته. Omar ibn Abdul Aziz, but he's not the Ustad. He's not the Turegan, he's Ustad. The fourth advice Omar ibn Abdul Aziz gave to him is تركي ما أحدث المحدثون بعدما جرت به سنته وكفوا مؤنته. ترك ما أحدث المحدثون. Abandon, avoid all that those who innovate would innovate. Abandon all that those محدثون. محدث, those who make أحدث. محدثون. Those who bring innovation, avoid every innovation that they will bring. Ba'da ma jarat bihi sunnatuhu. They are bringing innovation after the sunnah has been clear regarding the same matter. Wa kuffu mu'natahu. And they have been saved the difficulty of having to bring something. It's like someone says, instead of observing come to Salawat, You should be reciting La ilaha illallah 40,000 at the time of Salatul Zuhur. La ilaha illallah 40,000 at the time of Salatul Asr. This thing is an innovation. This time, the time of Salatul Zuhur, that you are saying that we should make La ilaha illallah 40,000. You have been saved from that kind of an innovation with the Sunnah. What is the Sunnah? Observe Salat. He did not say, Mashu la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. He will not need it. So he says, Tarku ma ahdath al-muhdithun. Abandon all that those who bring innovation will bring. Ba'da ma jarat bihi sunnatuhu wa kuffu mu'natahu. After Sunnah has been established, after they have been saved, the problem of looking for worship. Imagine that when Allah created us, he now left us. If Allah created us and left us, Abasa. How you worship me? What will we think of? But he saved us that hardship of looking for worship. So after he taught us what to do to worship him, people now innovate matters. After they have been saved the hardship of looking for what to do as a means of worship. I hope that this point is clear. It is the second part of our point. The first part of our point is what? Luzum Sunnah. The second part of our point is what? Tarku Mada Al Umuri Muhdasa. Abandon newly invented matters. So you see, the point of reference in this letter of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz is where? In the third advice and in the fourth advice. Do we understand? The third advice is Ittiba'u Sunnati Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The fourth advice is what? Tarku ma ahdatha al-muhdithun. So that is what we need from this asar. If you say from this lengthy asar, what do we need from it? Ittiba'u sunnati rasul wa madha wa tarku ma ahdatha al-muhdithun. This is the point why Sheikh Suleiman al-Ruhaili has brought this asar into under this point. He says, فَعَلَيْكَ بِلُزُومِ السُّنَّةِ. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz told that man asking about Qadr, Sunnah, no Lord, Mantiya, Maji Mejo. Sunnah, ask, what is the Sunnah? Ma'bad al-Juhani just came now. He came about 40 years after the Prophet had passed away, alayhi salatu. He started saying something new. This is Amrun Hadithun. What should you stick to? Alayka bimada biluzumi Sunnah. He said, Rahimahullah, فَإِنَّهَا لَكَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ عِسْمَةٌ فَإِنَّهَا فَإِنَّ السُنَّةَ. Because certainly the Sunnah, لَكَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ عِسْمَةٌ. For you, it is going to be a means of protection. So that is the Sunnah Allah will do. Once you speak to the Sunnah, Allah will protect. So it says, عَلَيْكَ بِمَاذَا بِلُزُومِ السُنَّةِ فَإِنَّهَا لَكَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ عِسْمَةٌ. Has he answered that question? The man is asking about Qadr. Is it clear? You stick to the Sunnah. This new matter they have brought, avoid it. Keep away from it. Stick to the Sunnah. Avoid new matters. So someone says, let's go out. We will not believe. We will not accept. Let's go. They must end this. Hey, stop. This thing you want to start. Is that the way the companions behave? Say no. Go back into your house. One woman came out, said, Allah was wrong. These are go to Nigeria. Don't sit down. Because if you sit down, God will not help you. Is that the Sunnah? Say no. Go back to your house. Don't follow her. Even if she's wearing a cup. Don't follow her. Even if she's wearing a cup. One came and said, we are freedom fighters. Global solidarity. As he come, Sahabas will make solidarity like this. Look at this too. Allah phone. He tell you one. A girl not properly dressed. At the war, so they don't want. $2 gbogbo àdúgbò ni ó mọ̀ pé ọmọ burúkú ni. A young man in the street, everybody knew that she is not a sane person. And you, as you like to shake, you'll be shouting together, let's go, so where? So even if you place this matter in common sense, you see that the sense is not common to follow this kind of thing. It's not from common sense. You ask, some of the boys too would have taken a lot of things. They take a lot of drugs, drink alcohol. Some people be drinking alcohol, yeah. You see some of the hair people have on their heads. Those kind of hairstyles are not the hairstyles of young people and decent people. Young, decent people. We don't just want young people. We want young, decent people. They don't know somebody is doing issue. If they draw the picture of Shaitan, we need to be different from many people. It won't. So the first advice we would have for people is remove all these kind of hairs from your head. Alki anta sha'ar al-jahiliya. Someone accepted Islam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, Alki anta sha'ar al-kufr. Lofa enwa siko tukeri, lofa dan. One of the ways people used to keep their heads in the days of kufr is that they bab some place and leave some place. So can I believe the messenger comes today, alayhi salatu wa sallam? Many of these young people who say they want to be ruler, what is the first instruction you have? So if you are not telling them that, as a learned person, as a young, decent person, say upon the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad, La ilaha illallah, omalei an nabi, iwa atawato shirumba yenejo hama sarika. Think about it. Think of it. Think of it. If you cannot advise them, don't drink alcohol. Don't steal from prostitution. Because that one is more important to that individual than what Buhari is doing. Did you hear what I said? That individual, say, will not agree that he is not upon prostitution. That he is a person who performs salah regularly. That he is a person who leaves all the vices that he commits. It is more important to him than that what is changing or what is not changing. Why? You have a personal responsibility to yourself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Buhari has a personal responsibility to himself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why will you fail in your own personal responsibility to yourself and you want to kill yourself because of one Buhari somewhere? If you say Buhari is responsible to you, if he is not responsible to you, that is a sin that he has committed because of the office that he is occupying. You too, because of the life Allah has given you and long hair that Allah has given you, you have committed sins too. Are you not personally responsible to your own soul? If Buhari is responsible to you are responsible to your soul. You have not paid your soul appropriately with what will protect it from Allah's punishment. You are busy with the fault of Buhari. So let us look inwards and look deeply. So the point of reference in this author of Umar ibn Abdulaziz, I hope that it is established. We have spent 54 minutes. He has other advices that he gave this man. I want to advise that we should stop there. Because he says, summa, he wants to open another chapter of advice. He has finished it. Because the scholars, sometimes when you ask them a simple question, after giving you your answer, they will now start that this kind of a man. O le mọ́ gbọ́n tí mo sọ dáadọ́ tó lọ lọ́ọ̀kẹ́ láwọn ní bídíà bí ẹ̀ sọ̀rọ̀ bídíà fún. So that was what Umar ibn Abdulaziz did in his advice. After advice, he stick to the sunnah, don't follow those people. He now wanted to tell him the evil in following the people of innovations. And then give him another series of advice. My mind tells me that we should stop here, number one. Number two, my mind tells me, I feel that I should tell us that I as an individual, I don't believe in reading books and just reading it across. I have never read a book with any of my teachers determining the day that I will finish. What I always pay attention, I have read a book for 5 years before. This book is not up to 300 pages. 5 years. So, and after that time, I still read it 3 times again with the same sheet, with the same teacher. So don't be in a haste. I like to adjust or adjust not to be in a haste. Because what matters is that we should understand what we are reading. In fact, if you give me an opportunity, I'll just say, this point that we have read, we may not read the rest of the answer because we have reached the point of reference. But it will not be complete to say you read the whole book. So if we want to read a book, Abu Abdullah was saying the other day that I should read the footnotes. If we start reading footnotes, I will not live here in 3, 4, 5 years on this book. Because there are so many things we have to be talking about at the footnotes. This was how the early Muslims learned. They learned something since they knew it very well. If I was going to stop this class at the end of the semester, do you know that there are so many explanations I will not give you? Why? Time will not permit. I only have 1 hour. The semester is going to end. I have to plan other topics. So we'll just be I leave it and go. And during the exam, if I ask you, I'll ask you an hour, you bring all this answer, but you don't know the meaning. That is the problem with learning Islam in this academic way. Learning Islam in academic way. When Imam Malik reported in Muwatta Imam Malik that Umar radiallahu anhu learned Surah Al-Baqarah in 8 years, what do you think he meant? 8 years. That somebody will start first degree and become a PhD? Yes, 8 years. Umar learned only Surah Al-Baqarah. Omar, tell us that after Surah Al-Baqarah, you say, "Tell about Farah Lam or Duka Ham or Kiri Wali Kiri." Afan, can you come to Farah? There is one of the scholars who did that. Sheikh, one of our teachers, Sheikh Abdul Karim Ibn Abdullah Al-Khudayf. He read Tafsir Al-Qurtubi from beginning to the end. Tafsir al-Qurtubi occurs in 19 volumes. He read it from beginning to the end. So when he finished the book, towards the end of the book, people started coming, maybe that number. So when he ended the book, he explained his experience when he was reading the book. He was reading it in a basket. He said sometimes when he read that book, only himself and the muazzin of that masjid would be sitting down. I hope he must allow. Himself and the muazzin alone. How much is this papa? Can you not see the why? If you buy New General Mathematics Book 1, do you finish all the every page by page? Do you do all the exercise, page by page? Is this how you study media mathematics? In fact, under some topics, some subtopics will not be treated. I will end with this statement. Sheikh Salih al-Suhaimi, Hafizahullah, still alive. Sheikh Salih al-Suhaimi was the Dean Faculty of Usul al-Fiqh in Jamia Islamiyah. He was also Dean Faculty of Aqeedah in Jamia Islamiyah. Sheikh Salih Ibn Sa'id As-Suhaymi. Baba Agalagba, ni oju meje diganti lo. Hafizahullah, he's still alive. He was asking Sheikh Salih Fawzan Al-Fawzan. Do you know one of the most elderly scholars in the entire Saudi Arabia today, Sheikh Fawzan? Baba Agalagba, you know, ni oju meje diganti lo. One of them, if he's not the most elderly, is Sheikh Salih Fawzan Al-Fawzan. When people like Sheikh Ibn Husaymi were alive, I want to see that fact, I think he's at work. Sheikh Abdul Karim Al-Khudayr is a member of Lajnat al-Da'ima. Sheikh Abdul Karim Ibn Abdullah Al-Khudayr, our Sheikh, is a member of Lajnat al-Da'ima. He said when he spoke about himself, I'm coming back to Sheikh Salih Al-Suhaib. I want to talk about Sheikh Fawzan. Sheikh Abdul Karim Al-Khudayr said that when he wanted to enter the university, the person who interviewed him, interview panel, was Sheikh Fawzan. Sheikh Fawzan, Abu Bakr, Faraja, Antamana, Sheikh Abdul Karim. When he wanted to get into the university, he was interviewed by Sheikh Fawzan. How is that? What is the gap between the two of them? Our mother was school. Until I suppose I'm more. Like a professor, head of department, head of the interview panel was Sheikh Fawzan. He said Sheikh Fawzan was asking him, Fath al-Bari by Al-Hafiz ibn Hajar. It is a book of what? Kitabu Mala. He said, he answered that it is Shaykh Sahih al-Bukhari. The point here is, look at the age of and the time that Sheikh Fawzan had been upon knowledge. There was a lecture he gave in Jamia Islamia, this way I'm coming to. Sheikh Saleh ibn Sa'id al-Suhaimi was one of the attendants. He was sitting among the listeners to Sheikh Fawzan. Sheikh Fawzan was on the high table, Sheikh Saleh al-Suhaimi was on the other table in front. He was dean twice in Jamia Islamia. Wallahi, I want all Talib al-Ilm, go and listen to that question and answer. It is just 3 minutes. He's on YouTube. Sheikh Saleh al-Suhaimi was asking Sheikh Saleh al-Fawzan al-Fawzan. It will make you understand. Sahaba said, Jurawa lojeji ma'amun amangu marawala rao. Tawale ti wanji ake mwetode. But that's not the point. The point is that we are talking about the way we read things now and the way we should be living it. Sheikh Saleh al-Suhaimi said that he had an experience. He was asking Sheikh Fawzan. Sheikh Saleh al-Suhaimi is asking Sheikh Fawzan for tawjeeh. He said he had an experience that someone will finish master's degree in fiqh. He does not know the names of the al-masadir al-asliya fil fiqh. He does not know the names of basic sources of fiqh, the basic books of fiqh. He does not know it. Why? Sheikh Saleh Suhaimi said, because they depend upon muqarrara, handouts. So someone with first degree, throughout first degree, handouts. Throughout second degree, handouts. So he's not familiar with the top books. I didn't say so. Sheikh Saleh al-Suhaimi said it. He said he had an experience. If he comes to a student who has master's degree in fiqh, he's asking him simple questions. This thing he said, who said it? Where did he say? He said the person does not know. He cannot also refer to handouts that he was given in the university. Handouts. He said, so, Sheikh Saleh was saying, al-Suhaimi, how do we combine? The reason why we make handouts is to ease the course. So the teacher goes to, the lecturer goes into different aspects, gather the resources to make it easy for the student. The student has now become someone who does not even know from where things like this are gathered. And it should not be after master's degree. So how do we combine between asala, that is being upon the foundation, being able to know and study the foundation books? How do we combine between that and our zeal to ease knowledge for people? How do we combine that? So that's the point. If you want to know the answer of Sheikh Fawzan, go and look at it. Go and listen to it. It's on YouTube. But the point I like to infer from it is that the approach to learning has changed. This academic approach of course, six times, it has changed the way we learn. So we will not be patient to learn one by one. And many people too don't teach people one by one again. They just want him to read the book. So he becomes a translator rather than a teacher. And there's a difference between the two. My own work is translation. I have been on it for about 20 years now. So if it is translation, it won't be a problem. I'll just be reading it and translating it. But how, if he says, كتب رجل الى عمر بن عبد العزيز يساله عن القدر قل لي يسوع عما تلك القدر كيني ثم القدر في اني فبيري لو عمر بن عبد العزيز شي قدر جدي يشي فيه تنبيري لو But the lecturer in the department does not have time for that. If he knows it. So I'm trying to encourage us to be patient if we want to study books. We want to study books, be patient. We'll be reading it gradually, we'll be explaining gradually. Being sure, inshallah, that we are able to carry everybody along. Let's not be in a haste. Umar radiallahu anhu learned al-Baqarah for 80 years. Admirullah afi hani, 3 months maximum. One of our teachers memorized Quran in 8 months. You can find people memorize Quran in 6 months. If I'm not forgetting, Imam al-Zuhri memorized Quran in 6 months. So people can do that. 1 page per day, or 2 pages per day. I know a brother, he has died now, may Allah forgive him. He said to me that whatever he reads, he read it in Fajr, in the Maghrib, he will repeat it. That's all. 1 page per day. The brother has died. May Allah forgive him. Abu Bakr Abdul Salam. I've never seen somebody like that before in terms of his ability to retain something that he memorizes. So the point is that I'm trying to appeal to us that let us be patient and gradual in the reading of this book. Please, let's not, if we want to be in a haste, we may not get it. But I adjust to be patient. Me, maybe because, you know, I'm sorry to say, but this is the truth. Many times, you can't teach someone the way you did not learn. It is the way you learn that you can teach somebody. If you learn the syllabus, let's quickly rush it. You can be doing that one. But me, I didn't learn like that. One lie, I didn't. I did not. So please be patient. But I assure us, inshallah, we'll be understanding each point. And you'll find that as we are reading the book, we'll be gaining many other things inside it. It's not just about fitah. Now we know what happened in the matter of Qadar Ko. We know how people got into deviations on the matters of Qadar. So let's be gradual, gradual, gradual. But let's always make notes so you can go back home and look at it for a better understanding. I would like to accept, inshallah, that we have 2 or 3 questions so that we can call it a day today. But don't be in a haste at all. May Allah protect all of us. There are others too. There are others. One was it an Imam al-Zahdi? How many years did it take him to learn Ahkam al-Hayd? Imam al-Zahdi. How many years did he take to learn Hayd? If I'm not forgetting, 6 years. So let's not be in a haste at all. May Allah make us understand better than we try to explain. And may Allah make what we explain beneficial to the person explaining it and those of us listening to it. I hope that we can explain Sahih al-Bukhari one day like this. Or Quran. Start Quran. Start explaining it. Now, Sheikh Abdul Karim said for 20 years he was explaining Al-Jami al-Ahkam al-Quran by Imam al-Qurtubi. If he did not start, will he count the year 20? A journey of 1,000 steps begins with 1,000 kilometers. How many steps does it begin to? One step. So it is when you start that you can now be counting, oh, I'm a kajok. Adora Rumbahiyya, how many years did we read? Over 3 years. Today now you hardly find people asking about Hajj, Nifas. You hardly hear all these kind of things. Or Salat, how do I pray? How do I speak? Will I do that here or continue all this? You don't ask all these questions. I've hardly heard questions on Qadri, Bahji, this. But how will I ruku? If I ruku, what will I say? If someone asks that question now, the rest of the brothers will look at the guy going, what will I do? So that is how knowledge is. If we take time, dear. The Quran says, وَقُرْآنًا فَرَقْنَاهُ لِتَقْرَأَهُ عَلَى النَّاسِ عَلَى مَذَا عَلَى مُحْسِنٍ. Quran for 23 years. The Prophet was receiving the Quran gradually over a period. In Al-Furqan, the verse before that, it says, كَذَلِكَ لِنُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَادَ. We did it like that so that it should be a means of strength for your mind. What was speaking about that case for 2 years? Okay, dear. Wa arsalnahu tartila. Amama sokale for dear. So dear nima. Dear nima. Tio fi wa di kuko ama ka ojo odun meta la fi kati aba odun me pa la kati ama odun me jola Nigeria anu ma ka di awon eni saaju se mo ti won le le ti o ni so bi ya o ni so an is like this o ye o ko ye o bo se bi lo ru o di me gan. So let's remove this attitude from our lives when we learn about our religion. Let's not forget all this teaching, looking at it, I think we can ask our questions. Alaykum as-salam. Alayka as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ameen wa fiqh, barakallah. You have gray hair? You have gray hair? You have gray hair? You color the hair with this nice fine color. I wish you had gray hair, then you color it. Can we color a hair that is not gray? Like this, my dear Diana. If you give me this, your color, I'll just put it. Because you find gray hair, small hair. You just put it. And I like it, it's fine. But when the hair is black, is there a tool? Can we color it? A young man that has black hair, no gray hair at all, can he color the black hair to become another color? Who said no? Nobody will say anything again. Can we color a hair that is black? It is gray hair that we can color. It is gray hair that we can color. I know some people color black hair. What is correct? Gray hair. Because the Prophet Muhammad said, I said, you like me to tell you about it? I should tell you about it, or I should stop? Huh? No, I want to tell you. They know that you are listening. Because you are my friend in this case. Now, they are listening to your question. So the matter is yours. If you say no, I can't just answer my question. Now, there are others we hear, go. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of Fathu Makkah. You know Abu Bakr ibn Siddiq, what is his real name? Abdullah. His father's name, what is it? Uthman. But he's usually called what? Abu Quhafa. When Abu Quhafa was brought, Abu Bakr ibn Siddiq was lucky to have his father accept Islam. So on the day of Fathu Makkah, the man had been very weak. Radiallahu anhu. He was brought to the Prophet Muhammad and all his hair were gray. What? The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, غَيِّرُوا هَذَا الشَّيْءَ اَكْفَارُوا فُنْفُنْ لَارُوا غَيِّرُوا هَذَا الشَّيْءَ Ekpaaro funfun ye palaro wa jamni gusawa. Sugbon e mo palaro dudu o. So two things. If your hair is white, what do? You palaro. If you want to palaro, what must you avoid? Black. So you can dye. It is sunnah to dye gray hair. If you want to dye a gray hair, you must do what? You must avoid black. So what is the proof for a hair that is not black, that is dyed? Does it have a fluid? No. I hope that they have that experience. Now, I thought I heard a question. Okay, so we should avoid black. If you are dying, gray hair, avoid black. But if the hair is already black, don't dye it. So when you dye, wash it off, don't dye it again. Okay? Now, concerning the rating, what do you mean by rating? The status. Now, the writing down of color. Now, which one came? Okay, your English is too much. Now. Which one passes changes? It's correct. That is, which one faces change? Which of the aspects of color faces change? The ulama said that in the hand of Mala. Mala is, he wants to implement something. Allah can tell him, hey, change that one. Don't implement that one again. Implement this one. That's why it says, يَمْحُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيُثْبِتُ وَعِنْدَهُ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ. The Ummu al-Kitab is the source book from where the angels take what they go and implement. They take instructions. Go and do something. You can change that one in their hands. Because they can only take from the source book what he permits them to take. So if they take that, oh, this man will live for 10 years. Allah knows in his knowledge and he has written it down that the man will live for 15 years. So the angel could write from his first instruction that he saw, oh, or that he was giving regarding, oh, this man will live for 15 years, this man will live for 10 years. But what actually was just, I'm just giving us, expressing it in a manner that should be clear to us. That was the man will live for 15 years. So he told, hey, leave the man for 10 years, we'll let him be 15. So he's left for another 5 years in addition. So this one can undergo change. But what is with Allah, he has not changed, because he has written both 10 and 15. At 10, I will command that he should be taken. And then at that time, I will command that 10 should be left to 15. That one is in Ummul Kitab, it does not change. That is the one with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all of them is with Allah, both the first and the second. Do you understand? Is it clear? Alaykum salam. He wants to ask a question that's not related to the discourse today. I prefer questions that are related to the discourse. Except there is no question. You have a question today. Bismillah. Fortune tellers. They don't have the ability to see anything. They are thieves. And they work with thieves. What did I say? You know why I asked you what I said? What did I say? You see, you didn't hear what I said. I knew you didn't hear. Because as I was saying, they are thieves and they work with thieves, he was just interested in asking the next question. Well, I said, what did I say? He confessed that he didn't hear. So they are thieves and they work with thieves. When the angels are given instruction from the heavens, go and do so. The heavens are the jinns, they are flying about, the shayateen, they are flying about. So they can still hear something. إِلَّا مَنْ خَطِفَ الْخَطْفَةَ فَأَتْبَعْهُ شِهَابٌ سَاكِرٌ. Except what cups is thin, someone thinly here. فَأَتْبَعْهُ شِهَابٌ سَاكِرٌ. Allah has meteorites that will follow them to bomb them. You understand? So when these things are flying about, what they hear of Allah to Sama, the instructions that are given to the heavens, to the malaika, who will implement them, the jinns want to steal it. So sometimes they hear one, two, one, something, they get one thing, they add 99 lives to it. It becomes how many? They will tell their friend amongst the fortune teller. So the fortune teller will tell the man, tomorrow something will happen. That one will happen out of 100. They will forget the 99 other lives. They only remain the only one that he told them that they saw that happened. The one they will say, ah, Baba, I have food. So fortune tellers don't know anything. Nobody knows the ghaib except Allah. The jinns too don't know ghaib. Allah told us that in the Quran. Do we remember that portion of the Quran? And the kiss of Sulaiman. فَلَمَّا خَرَّتَ بَيَّنَتِ الْجِنُّ أَلَّوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ الْغَيْبَ مَا لَبِثُوا فِي الْعَذَابِ الْمُهِينِ. When Sulaiman passed away, they did not know that Sulaiman had died. Allah said, if they knew the grave, they should have known that Sulaiman had died. Because he died resting on his back. So they thought that he was resting. And the jinns were walking. Allah said, if they knew the grave, they should have known that Sulaiman had died. This is evidence that jinns don't know grave. So what they see and hear and come back to their friends amongst the jinns, the human beings, they tell them one thing and add 99 lives. How do we know? The Prophet told us. So the fortune tellers are liars, and they are working with liars too. They are thieves. They are working with thieves too. Because they steal the money and the property of those who go to them. So they are thieves, 419, and they are dealing with 419 thieves too. May Allah protect us. Does it cover the sphere of your questions? Alhamdulillah, I think we can stop here. We should answer this question. The two Ustaz said we should answer it. I'm a tailor. I have 15 customers. I sew for them at the normal times. Can I sew for them during their Christmas? The person said, during what they call their feet. If you are starting that this one, my Christmas cloth, don't sew it. If you are starting that this one, it is for Christmas, don't sew it. Tell her you are busy. Because you are actually busy with something else. But your being busy does not mean that you cannot accommodate that one. But that general statement, I'm busy, would have removed whatever is sufficient excuse. So if you are sure that this one, she's sewing it because of Christmas, don't sew it. Don't do anything that will help them have it in a nice way. Just look away. Look away. Some brothers sell chicken, ordinary. They will not sell during the Christmas, they reduce the price of their chicken so that they can sell more. You are helping them. Some sales, you are doing sales. Do your sales in October. So don't do anything that will interpret a support for what they are doing. On the issue of dyeing hair, does it apply to women too? Yes. Even if they intend to do it to beautify themselves for their husbands. The point is that there is no proof that we should dye hair that is not gray. All the proofs regarding changing the color of the hair, dyeing the hair, they are things that are regarding gray hair. Women do it, many women do it, but they should avoid it. Once this one that you have done, wash it away, don't do it again. If Allah makes you grow old to have gray hair, may Allah give us long lives upon good iman and sound iman and health. And you have gray hair, then you can dye your hair. I'd like to tell us that inshallah by next weekend we'll not be sitting like this because by plan I should be in Lagos. Allah has the best of plans. But I don't know whether that program will go. Because I think yesterday the Lagos state government started forbidding gatherings again. Yesterday. But as I speak, I have not been told that the program will not go. We are supposed to read a book there too, Nawakid Islam. Although we had read the book Nawakid Islam here, we'll be reading it again by way of reminder for the rest of us. Nawakid Islam, things that nullify the Islam of an individual, to be read over 3 days. So if we are able to do the program, we will not have a class here. And let us also keep our ears to news here in Oshun, where we are. If the government begins to prohibit gatherings, then we should stop gatherings. It means we will not speak. to us, let's keep an ear on the ground. The only thing I don't know is that how will it be for us to say, okay, we want to do this class online as we have started getting used to online classes now. May Allah protect us. But you can't compare it to sitting. This brother who asked the question, who was not listening to me when he asked, and I got him that wasn't listening. If it were online, I wouldn't know whether he listened or he didn't. I don't know. Alayhi Zakaru Kal Unsa. You can't compare online class to a class with people. You can't. That one is Alabadi Darura. You can't compare a man to a woman now. Inna Taya Kum La Shaka. So, let's keep the ears on the ground about what the state government will tell us to do, whether to continue to gather or not. But the issue is, whether they tell us to gather or not, once we find that gathering is not healthy and encouraged, they are going to tell us not to gather. We are going to say to our brothers Abu Yusuf, Abu Abdul Bar, and the rest of the brothers, Abu Abdul Rahman, they will send Mufti, Abu Abdullah, Duktur, our brothers, all the rest of the brothers, they have a way of sending the news information across. So if it's not going to be possible for us to sit in the next class, we are going to say, the only thing I wouldn't know is, how then do we continue to read our book, the Fiqhul Fitan? I don't know. And I don't want it to be another online class. Saturday morning, we have a class. Sunday morning, we have a class. If it were left for me alone, maybe we would have stopped one or two of those classes. Should we stop a class on Al-Adab but Mufrad? Maybe Sunday. And then we'll be reading Fiqhul Fitan. But I don't want those classes to be obstructed. The classes on Al-Adab Mufrad, it has gone beyond us now. The decision has gone beyond us, except as Allah wills. Many young people are listening to this class now, as I am saying. So, I won't want a destruction of that class. And for me, it's a thing that interests me, because one of the best things I like hearing about is Hadassana, Hadassana. And then the Prophet said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That's why there is no space for talkie-talkie. Allah, we are not even speaking. It's the best way to learn Islam, after Quran. So I don't know how we are going to handle the case, but let's keep our ears on the ground. If it will be that even on Sunday evenings, we'll be reading this one on the internet, on Zoom, it will not be like we are reading it face to face. مَا لَا يُدْرَكُ كُلُّهُ لَا يُدْرَكُ كُلُّهُ Sitna. May Allah protect us. Sitna. That's why I was telling a few brothers. My mind, I really think that in my mind that this corona, this COVID-19 is an indication that the time is very near. The reason I said that, because of its scale, its worldwide scale. When things happen affecting the entirety of humanity, may Allah protect us. I read just shortly before this class that the UK is saying that even their lockdown is not working. The UK is saying that even the lockdown is not going to work. There are a lot of lessons in this. The US, they are tired. Those companies, I don't want to start analyzing what they are doing. Those companies that are making vaccines, there is a law that if the vaccine causes a problem with an individual, they are not held liable. They are free. And that's against the basic law in the US regarding vaccines. Because some people will have negative side effects from vaccines. They say vaccines ordinarily should take about 6 to 8 years, Abby, to develop. This one has taken only 8 months. Only Allah knows, we don't know. And then there are a lot of conspiracy theories going around. So the individual should be closer to Allah in these times, asking Allah for help and support. Don't feel safe and free. لا يأمن مكر الله إلا من إلا القوم الخاسرون. Losers. They are the ones who think they feel safe. In all of our verses, they say, Agbara to ro ko ni ngan yo dole. Will the world imagine that US will be asking other countries to help them with face masks? US, United States of America, they are asking other countries of the world, please give us face masks. Face mask, face mask. US is begging for face mask. Ya Allah protect us. The central of all, they move. So let all of us, whatever you have as an ability, don't be deceived by that your ability. You must say, Lagbara, too bad this moment, poor Lagbara. So the only thing we have is to return to Allah and beg Him for safety. May Allah protect all of us and keep us safe. This is the best thing we have, apart from all other things that we'll be doing. Keep away from people. Avoid traveling as much as possible and all of these things, because they say there's a new way. I think in the last 24 hours in Nigeria, how many people are said to have died from COVID-19? Who has a report? 64. In the last 24 hours in Nigeria, 64. So it means it's not a thing to toy with at all. May Allah protect us. Let each of us take good precaution and keep our ears on the ground. May Allah protect us. I think it will be convenient to stop here, Ikhwa. Subhanakallah. May Allah not make this one the last one that you make. Subhanakallah wa alhamdulillah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Amin.